This is A.R. Bernard, and welcome to our third session. As we deal with the subject of reconciliation, I don't know what you've read or heard about the subject of reconciliation. But I think over the past two sessions, you've been able to see it from a different light. As students of the Word of God, we are more concerned about getting God's perspective.
Selaku murid di dauhan Gusti, urang langkung merhatoskeun ngeunaan kenging pamandak Gusti.
Over the past two sessions, you will note a common thread.
Dina dua sesi akhir, urang ningal topik umum.
And that thread is that God had a specific intention for human society.
Nyata, Gusti gaduh rencana spesifik kanggo manusia.
The ultimate plan of God was to have a society of free moral agents.
Rencana utami Gusti nyata supados gaduh masyarakat sareng kahoyong bebas.
Who have exercised their will to submit to the will of God.
Mana rencana gunakan kanggo tunduk ka kahoyong Gusti.
I shared with you how in Adam, God placed in seed form everything that human society would need.
Tapi pantos ngabagikeun ka sadayak jan dilebet Adam, Gusti nyimpen binih sadaya manusia perlukeun.
We saw manifestations of that as we studied the book of Genesis, where Cain, Adam's son,
orang terang ieu waktos diajar kitab kejadian di mana Kain anak Adam.
Had offspring that manifested certain contributions to human society.
Keturunan anu masihan kontribusi kanggo manusia.
Contributions in the area of music, entertainment, and worship.
Kontribusi dina bidang musik, kesenian, sareng penyembahan.
Contributions in the area of mining, industry.
Kontribusi dina area pertambangan, sareng industri.
Contributions in the area of ranching, farming, and agriculture.
Peternakan, pertanian, sareng agrikultur.
We saw that out of one man, Cain, came the building of an entire city.
Urang ningal ti hiji jalmi, Kain lahir di hiji kota.
That was simply a manifestation of what God put in seed form in Adam.
Sadaya ieu teh manifestasi naon anu Gusti simpen dina Adam.
It was also an expression of God in every individual having a specific contribution.
Ya oge mangrupikeun ekspresi ti Gusti dina tiap jalmi kanggo gaduh kontribusi spesifik.
So you see, God established human society to be interdependent.
Pami orang ningal yen Gusti neguhkeun masyarakat kanggo mandiri.
Whereas it failed in the first Adam.
Ya, memang gagal kanggo Adam ngawitan.
Jesus Christ, the second and last man Adam.
Yesus Kristus, Adam kadua sareng terakhir.
Would ultimately bring creation to the original intention of God.
Secara pasti nyandak ciptaan mulih ka tujuan asli Gusti.
All things would find themselves united in Christ.
Sadaya hal baris kapendak di dirina ngahiji sareng Kristus.
During this particular period of time, we are experiencing the first fruit of the kingdom to come.
Salami prosesnya lumangsung urang nikmatan buah munggaran ti kerajaan nu baris tungkap.
I have not dealt with the aspect that Satan plays in the issue of racial and ethnic division.
Abdi tacan ngabahas yen setan oke urusan sareng perpecahan ras sareng etnik.
But I will attempt to give us some insight in this session. I'd like you to open your Bibles with me to the book of Hebrews.
Buka Ibrani.
chapter 2,
pasal 2.
That's Hebrews chapter 2, beginning at verse 14.
Ibrani pasal 2, ayat 14.
It reads as follows. Since the children have flesh and blood, he, Jesus Christ, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil.
Sebab anu diangkat jadi putra-putra nate manusia biasa, ajana ikhlas nyasamikeun salira kamaranena dugi ka ngucurkeun getih supaya ku jalan pupusna setan anu ngereh alam maut ditumpes.
And by so doing, he would free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
Yang ke supaya sakur anu saumur hirupna terlepas-lepas tina kasian ku kawasaning ajal bisa lepas tina gegehanana.
There's several things that I want to point out here. Number one.
Ada beberapa hal anu didugikan nomor hiji.
It states that the power of death is held by the devil.
Disaurkeun kawasa maut dicepeng ku setan.
It also says that people have all their lives been held captive in slavery to the fear of death.
Okay, disaurkeun yen manusia hirupna di kawasan ku perbudakan ku markisian kana maut.
So, we conclude. Number one, the power of death is fear.
Dan orang simpulkan, kawasa maut teh kasieun.
The power of Satan is fear.
Kawasa setan teh kasieun.
And fear was the first emotional experience that Adam had when he sinned.
Kasieun nyaeta paraosan emosi ngawitan anu Adam raoskeun saparantos rakra karena dosa.
So Satan's power over our lives is the fear that he engages in our hearts.
Dan kawasa setan dina hirup urang nyaeta rasa sieun anu disimpen dina hate urang.
But fear feeds on ignorance.
Angin kasieun dipasian emam kun teu taat.
The moment knowledge enters, fear is dispelled.
Faktos ilmu panemu lebet, kasieun leungit.
And the more knowledge we receive, the more authoritatively we speak.
Beki seueur ilmu anu lebet, beki aya otoritas cariosan urang.
Knowledge translates into authority.
Ilmu diterjemahkan otoritas.
The book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
Dina 2 Timotius pasal 1 ayat 7.
That's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
Dina 2 Timotius pasal 1 ayat 7.
These words are spoken. For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Dipaparinkeun Allah ka hideup teh lain roh anu kecing, tapi roh anu ngahudang wawanen kanyaah jeung matak bisa ngadalian diri.
In the New International Version, it reads as follows. For God did not give us the spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
Dina NIV, Gusti Masian sanes roh hariwang, nanging roh anu ngahudang kanyaah jeung matak bisa ngadalian diri.
So let's look at it again.
Urang tinggal deui.
The power of death is fear.
Kawasa maut teh kasieun.
The power of Satan is fear.
Kawasa setan teh kasieun.
Fear was the first emotional experience Adam had when he sinned.
Teh paraosan emosional ngawitan Adam anu raoskeun saparantos digebrus kana dosa.
Fear feeds on ignorance.
Mamnat tetap.
But when knowledge comes, it translates into authority.
Nang watas ilmu dongkap. Ia terjemahan ku otoritas.
So Jesus came to destroy Satan's power of fear by bringing knowledge of God.
Yesus sumping kanggo ngancurkeun kawasa sieun ti setan sareng nyandak para pangertosan Allah.
When the knowledge of God comes, fear must leave.
Atos pangertosan ngeunaan Allah sumping kasieun kedah indit.
The knowledge of God gives an understanding of the power of God's love.
Pangertosan ngenaan Allah masian pangertosan kanyaah Gusti.
When God's love is perfected or matured in the heart of a believer.
Patos kanyaah Gusti sampurna atanapi janten dewasa dina urang percaya.
That perfected or mature understanding of God's love casts out the fear.
Hal eta peres ngusir kasian.
To put it in another way, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, in the absence of fear, there is power, which is ability. There is love, which is the ability to benefit others at the expense of self. And there is self-discipline, self-control, which is a manifestation of soundness of mind.
Terjemahan sanes faktos te ayah kasihan, ayah kawasa anu mangrupikan kemampuan, kanya anu mangrupikan kemampuan, nyaita kemampuan nguntungkan jalmi sanes di diri orang sarang ayah ngendali diri, anu mangrupikan katertipan atau napi katenangan. 2 Timotius 1 ayat 7.
So Satan rather keep us in fear and ignorance.
Janten setan langkung sae ngurung urang dina kasieun sareng teu taat.
Because when fear is taken from us, we become empowered.
Bagi watos kasieun dicanda ti urang, urang janten kawasa.
You only feel timid, shy, and drawn back when there is fear.
Urang ngaraos minder, era, kasisikeun waktos aya kasieun.
That's why the Bible says, in all of your getting, get understanding.
Eta sababna Alkitab nyarios.
In the parable of the sower and the kingdom of God,
dina saraya anu anjeun tiasa katampi sareng pangertosan,
Jesus said that that seed which was sown by the wayside,
Yesus nyarios pinih anu diteba di pinggir jalan,
represented the word of God that was sown into individuals' hearts.
Ngalambangkeun dawuhan Gusti anu dipelak dina hate manusia.
But because they did not understand it, the devil came immediately and stole the word that was sown into their hearts.
Nanging aranjeunan teu ngartos, setan tiasa ngamaling pinih eta.
So whatever you don't understand, the devil can steal from you.
Dan tanawan bae anu urang teu terang, setan tiasa.
So again the Bible says, in all of your getting, get understanding.
Kali deui Alkitab nyarios, dina sadaya anu anjeun kinging oge pangertosan.
So in studying the subject of reconciliation, our objective is to get an understanding of God's perspective.
Atas urang diajar rekonsiliasi, tujuan urang nyaeta supados urang terang pamendak Gusti.
To review what we said in the first session, when God looks at human society,
pemalikan naon anu urang diajar dina sesi kahiji waktos Gusti ningal manusia,
He acknowledges their ethnicity.
Mantena kenal etnis aranjeuna.
In fact, he uses the uniqueness of their ethnicity.
Langkung eta mantena kenal kana kaunikan etnis eta.
To bring that contribution that he put inside of them to the corporate human society.
Kanggo masukan kontribusi anu atos mantena siapkeun dina diri manusia kanggo kasayaan umat manusia.
Now let's go to the book of Genesis.
Urang tinggal dina Kajadian.
And we will look at the book of Genesis, chapter 11.
Urang tingali kitab Kejadian pasal 11.
If we recall again our last session, session 2.
Kami urang imut kana sesi kedua.
I shared with you that God identifies the nations of the earth by their families, by their languages, by their territories.
Tapi nganyatakan yang Gusti ngidentifikasi bangsa-bangsa di bumi sareng kulawarga, bahasa sareng daerah teritorial.
So we have expressions of whole nations such as the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Gergesites, the Philistines.
Dan ningali ekspresi sedaya bangsa sebatas orang Heti, Yebusi, Girgasi, Filisti.
So today we have Americans, we have Japanese, we have Koreans, we have Chinese.
Orang ayana gaduh Amerika, Jepang, Korea.
God does not deny the existence of ethnicity.
Gusti tenyangka ayana etnis eta.
He simply uses it to glorify his kingdom.
Antena ngagunakeun kanggo ngamulyakeun kerajaanana.
The Bible says that when we study creation, we can understand the creative ability and insight of God.
Alkitab nyatakeun waktos urang diajar ciptaan, urang ngartos kamampuan kreatif sareng hasil karya Gusti.
The diversity of creation coming together in one harmony is an expression of God's intention for humanity.
Rupi-rupi ciptaan anu aya hiji kasatunggalan harmoni nyaeta ekspresi maksud Gusti kanggo manusia.
Even his eternal Godhead is a unique expression of individuality in unity.
Kaalahanana anu langgeng nyaeta ekspresi unik ti kasatunggalan pribadi manusia.
There is the Father and the contribution that the Father brings to the Godhead.
Aya Allah Rama anu masian kontribusi ka Allahanana.
There is the Son and the contribution that the Son brings to the Godhead.
Aya Allah Anak anu masian kontribusi ka Allahan.
There is the Holy Spirit and the contribution that the Holy Spirit brings to the Godhead.
Aya Allah Roh Suci anu masian kontribusi ka Allahan.
Each distinct, unique personalities.
Ya bagian mangrupikeun pribadi anu unik.
But coming together as one God.
Nanging sumping salaku kasatunggalan kaalahan.
That is the pattern that God desires for humankind.
Eta pola anu Gusti hoyong kanggo hirup manusia.
But let's go back to the issue of fear.
Yana urang tinggal perkawis kasieun.
In the book of Genesis, chapter 11,
dan kejadian pasal 11,
beginning at verse 1, it reads as follows. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech.
Asal nama bahasa teh ngan hiji, jelema-jelema sadunya ngaromong sabasa kecak-pacarna sarua.
Now let me just repeat that. They had one language, one common speech, one common way of communication.
Abdi balikan deui, yen aranjeunna gaduh hiji bahasa, hiji obrolan, hiji cara komunikasi.
The Bible reveals that communication is the basis for life.
Alkitab ngayatakeun komunikasi teh dasar kahirupan.
And when communication breaks down, abnormality sets in.
Tos komunikasi rusak, kesalahan lebet.
So in Genesis chapter 11, we find that man is unified under one language, clear understanding through clear communication.
Kejadian 11, orang menemukan yang manusia ngahiji di handapan hiji bahasa, hiji pengertian sareng komunikasi anu jelas.
In the presence of understanding, there was no reason for fear.
Dina kayaan pengertian kitu teu aya alasan kanggo sieun.
They moved as one unit.
Mapah dina hiji unit.
It continues in verse 2 as follows.
Lajengkeun ayat 2.
As men moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth.
Geus ngaprakatan tebah weta marena nepi ka hiji wewengkon di Babilonia sanggeus maratu di dinya geus kitu marena sili ajak pada batur anggur urang nyieun bata urang beuleum sing alus terus bata geus loba keur nyieun adegan keur pamakeunan nya kitu keneh Terasuk marahna ayu urang ieu negara, urang make munara anu puncakna nepi ka langit, sangkan urang kamasyhur jeung supaya ulah papencar ka mana mendi.
In verse 5 it reads as follows.
Sajengkan ayat 5.
But the Lord came down to see this city and the tower that the men were building.
Sajeng pangeran lungsur sejani ningalian eta negara jeung munara keur diadegkeun.
The Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them.
Mantareng adika aya eta jalma-jalma teh sabangsa jeung ngaromongna kabeh sabasa. Ayeuna marana kakara mimiti barang jieun moalila deui maranehna tangtu bisa ngalaksanakeun sagala pamaksaranna.
Here God testifies to the power of a unified human society.
Ieu Gusti nyaksikeun ngeunaan kawasa kasatunggalan manusia.
The only problem is the heart of this human society was corrupted by sin.
Itu masalahnya eta hati manusia ieu kotor ku dosa.
So anything that they set themselves to do would be corrupted.
Enten naon wae anu aranjeunna hoyong nyaeta tindakan anu kotor.
But the fact still remains that they had the power to do it.
Kanyataanna tetap aya eta aranjeunna gaduh kuasa kanggo ngalakukeun hal eta.
Because this was in direct disobedience to the command of God to spread out across the earth.
Margi naon anu aranjeunna lakukeun nyaeta ngalanggar ti parintah Allah kanggo minuhan bumi.
God had to respond in such a way that it would cause them to ultimately fulfill his commandment.
Gusti kita ngarespon ku cara kitu, daek tedaek aranjeunna minuhan panyaur Gusti.
How would he get them to scatter, to spread, to divide themselves?
Maha carana ngalakukeun eta?
By simply breaking down their communication.
Ku cara ngancurkeun komunikasi aranjeunna.
Because if they could not communicate with one another,
maminta tiasa komunikasi hiji nu sareng nu sanesna,
they would not be able to understand one another.
Aranjeunna moal ngarti hiji jeung nu sanesna.
And if they could not understand one another,
aranjeunna teu ngarti hiji,
they would not be sure of each other's intention toward one another.
Teu tiasa ngarti maksud nu sanesna.
As a result, fear would set in.
Akibatna kasieun lebet.
And people who were able to communicate would gravitate together.
Baturna kanggo komunikasi ngawitan ngamisahkeun sareng ngabentuk kelompok enggal.
Forming groups and nations.
Ngabentuk suku sareng bangsa.
That would actually prophetically fulfill.
Hal ieu secara profetik kacumponan.
The division of the nations that God spoke through Noah.
Pembagian bangsa anu Gusti caroskeun ka Nuh.
Now the Bible says that Satan can only do to us those things that are common to man.
Alkitab menyatakan setan ngan bisa ngalakukeun hal-hal anu umum kanggo manusia.
Fear is common to human society.
Kasian teh hal anu umum kanggo manusia.
So with this division, because of the breakdown of communication,
dan kumargi hal ieu perpecahan komunikasi,
men no longer understood each other.
Manusia terdeui ngarti hiji sareng sanesna.
But they had to continue living their lives.
Ngaranjeunna ngalajengkeun.
Let me interject a definition of culture.
Abdi ngajelaskeun budaya.
Culture is the integrated system of beliefs, traditions, ideas, and customs that constitute the life of a people.
Budayanya eta sistem anu aya pakaitna sareng kapercayaan, tradisi, kabiasaan anu aya dina hirup manusia.
Cultures are formed by simply a people responding to their basic needs.
Budaya kajantenan kumarki manusia ngarespon kana kebutuhan dasar aranjeunna.
Their need for security.
Aranjeunna peryogi aman.
Their need for food.
Peryogi emamen.
Their need for clothing.
Peryogi anggean.
Their need for shelter.
Ayo tempat kanggo ngiyuhan.
Their need for social interaction.
Interaksi sosial.
Depending upon how creatively that society responds to those needs.
Gumantung kana kreativitas masyarakat ngarespon kana keprihatinanna.
That determines how quickly that culture grows.
Aris nangtukeun sabaraha enggal budaya tumuwuh.
So at the dispersion because of the confusion of languages.
Enten dina perpecahan kumaki perbentan bahasa.
Each people group was formed by the language they spoke.
Tiap jalmi dihijikeun ku bahasa anu aranjeunna ucapkeun.
And within each people group a culture was formed.
Dina tiap kelompok jalmi budaya dibentuk.
And they began to respond creatively to their needs.
Aranjeunna ngawitan ngarespon secara kreatif kana kapriyogian.
As each people group began to spread out and settle on the earth.
Tiap kelompok ngawitan papisa sareng netep di tempat.
Environmental factors influenced the way each group responded to their needs.
Faktor lingkungan oke mangaruhan tiap kelompok kanggo ngarespon kana kapriyogianna.
So we have the migration as well as the progression of human society.
Jantan perpindahan kajantanan selaku proses perkembangan hirup manusia.
Their fears caused them to try to construct God.
Kasian aranjeunna ngajantankeun aranjeunna usaha ngadamel Allah nyalira.
Thereby losing the original revelation of God.
Bagi aranjeunna kalengitan wahyu nu asli ti Allah atanapi ti Gusti.
This in turn demanded that God reveal himself to human society.
Kusabab eta engke Gusti priyogi ngawayukeun dirina ka manusia.
To respond to this need, God would reveal himself to one man named Abraham.
Anggo ngalakukeun hal ieu mantenna ngawitan nganyatakeun dirina ka saurang namina Abraham.
Call him out of a society that had many gods.
Nyaur kaluar ti masyarakat anu nyembah berhala.
Only because they were darkened by ignorance and ruled by fear.
Marki aranjeunna dilolongkeun ku teu taat sareng di kawasan ku kasieun.
And out of that one man Abraham.
Di saurang eta Ibrahim.
Would come a nation of people.
Keluar jalmi-jalmi hiji bangsa.
A culture and community.
Budaya sareng komunitas.
That would be constructed by God.
Anu dibentuk ku Gusti.
For the purpose of revealing himself to the rest of the world.
Sareng tujuan ngawayukeun dirina ka saalam dunya.
This was the birth of the nation Israel.
Iyo, ngawitan bangsa Israel.
So here we see that with the breakdown of communication, society of man was dispersed into people groups.
Janten orang tinggal kumarki perpecahan bahasa, manusia dibagi janten kelompok-kelompok jalmi.
God spoke to Abraham and said that in him, out of him, rather would come a seed.
Pangeran nyaros ka Ibrahim yen dina anjeunna beres kaluar bini.
That would once again bring mankind back into unity.
Kali deui beres nyandak manusia dina kasatunggalan.
But in righteousness and life instead of sin and death.
Enging dina beberan sareng kahirupan sanes dosa sareng maut.
We know that man as the last man Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Terang-terang Adam anu akhirnya eta Gusti Yesus Kristus.
Throughout the years, Satan has used fear.
Mang taun-taun setan nganggo kasieun.
Through ignorance.
Alangungan tetaat.
To maintain division amongst human society.
Anu ngajaga perpecahan antawis manusia. Mantena nyandak ceang.
But with the coming of Jesus Christ. It brought light.
Nanging ngalangungan Yesus Kristus.
Would you turn with me now to the book of Galatians?
Angga orang tinggal Galata pasal 5.
Chapter 5.
Pasal 5.
Now before I read Galatians chapter 5 to you.
Sabatan nabi ngawas pasal 5.
I'd like to make mention of an event which took place on the day of Pentecost.
Abing imutkeun kana hiji kajantenan di dina dinten Pentakosta.
Whereas in the book of Genesis, we read the dispersion of people because of the confusion of tongues.
Dina kajantanan ieu, orang ningal perpecahan kumarki perbentanan bahasa.
But on the day of Pentecost, as expressed in the book of Acts,
dinten Pentakosta dinyatakan dina carios pada malam rasul-rasul,
we find a message under the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
orang nimukeun dina urapan roh,
with many languages,
paling seueur bahasa,
but one understanding.
Hiji pangertian.
And that is the plan of God.
Saluyu rarancang Gusti.
To bring all of mankind back to one understanding.
Pangunyandak sadaya jalmi dina hiji pangertosan.
Now let me quickly share with you how Satan works with all of this.
Abdi masian terang, kumaha setan ngadamel dina sadayana ieu.
And remember, whatever we don't understand,
sareng imut sadaya anu urang teu terang,
we tend to be against.
Urang cenderung ngalawan.
So in all of our getting, we must get understanding.
Dina sadaya anu urang peryogi kenging pangertosan.
Let me just share a story with you.
Abdi bade ngadongeng.
There was a man who worked in a saloon in a small town.
Aya saurang anu ngadamel di bar hiji kota alit.
He was a bartender.
Hanya seorang bartender.
And there was a man who came in one day.
Hiji dinten saurang aya nu dongkap.
And he sat down very discouraged and depressed.
Anu calik dina kayaan depresi sareng putus asa.
And he began to tell the bartender his story.
Jana ngawitan nyarios sareng pada malbar hiji carita.
And he sought to drink away his problems.
Ngawitan nginum sareng nyarita.
And the bartender listened carefully.
Pada malitan ngadangukeun.
And he gained understanding of the man's life.
Ngawitan terang kaayaan jalmi eta.
They became good friends.
Aranjeuna janten sobat.
But the wounds were so deep in the man's heart that it took him years to get over it. So he would come into the bar, sit down, and have a drink to get away from the pain. Of course, the bartender did not know Jesus Christ. But he did know this man's story.
Nanging terang cerita jalmi eta.
One day another man came into the bar.
Jidinten aya nu dongkap deui ka kabar.
And he became a regular customer.
Janten pelanggan tetep.
And he noticed how this other man would sit by himself with one drink.
Anjeuna sadar kumaha jelema eta calik sareng minum kanu sanes.
But he wouldn't speak to anyone else.
Nanging anjeuna teu kersa nyarios.
He began to criticize the man.
Anjeuna ngawitan jalmi sanes.
Make fun of the man.
Nahina.
Until the bartender pulled him over one day.
Ketika hiji waktu pada melebar metot.
And told him, "You don't know this man's story."
Terang nyarios manehna teu terang.
So how can you pass judgment?
Kumaha maneh ngahukuman?
And the other man said, "It doesn't matter what his story is."
Permita nemba teu paduli kumaha caritana.
The bartender said, "Yes, it does."
Padahal eta ngajawab, "Nya eta teh penting."
And the man said, "I'll go find out."
Jalmi eta mangga bade milari terang.
So he went and sat down with the young man.
Janten anjeuna angkat calik sareng jalmi eta.
And began to ask him his story.
Ngawita naros caritana kumaha.
And it turns out after the second man heard his story.
Tepantos ngadangu caritana.
It was a story about being separated from his brother when he was a child.
Nyata yang jalmi eta papisah sareng saderekna waktos alit.
And his mother had died.
Tos ibuna maot.
Well, by the end of the story, both men were in tears.
Jena akhir cerita ieu kaduana nangis.
Because the man who was asking the first man about his story.
Marga jalmi anu naros cerita eta.
Had the same story.
Kadu cerita anu sami.
They were brothers.
Rupina aranjeuna teh saderek.
How often we judge and criticize because we don't realize someone else's story.
Sering urang ngahukuman sareng ngritik markin teu terang carita anu sanes.
How easy a conversation can take place between two people and find out we're related.
Ketugambil nang hiji carison antawis dua jalmi ngarauskeun paraosan anu sami.
But what is true for those two brothers?
Anu kacandanan sareng dua jalmi eta.
When we get God's perspective,
atas orang kenging sudut pandang Gusti,
we will find out that we are so much the same.
Orang baris nimukeun yen orang oge kitu.
More than we are different.
Alangkungan perbentenan.
Let me go to the book of Galatians.
Orang tinggal Galata.
In Galatians chapter 5.
Galata pasal 5.
Beginning at verse 16, it reads as follows.
Awitan ayat 16.
So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
Profeta hirup teh kudu nurutkeun roh supaya ulah ka arah ku pangajak nafsu, ari pangajak nafsu teh salawasna ngalawan bae kana pangasa roh, kitu deui roh oge ngalawan kana pangajak nafsu. Duanana silih lawan temana aranjeunna hampir bisa ngalampahkeun naon sakumaha cita-cita, tapi umpama aranjeunna pasrah kana panin roh moal kana ku hukum Taurat.
In verse 19 it continues.
Bajengkeun ayat 18.
The acts of the sinful nature or the flesh are obvious, and then it continues to list them. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like.
Nah, pengacak nafsu teh nyaeta rucah, zina, ngalacur nafsu, mucah berhala, ngelmu sihir, memusuhan, pasia, sirik pidik, panasan, mentingken maneh, resep ribut, ngembangken iri dengki, resep mabok, sukan-sukan, bala keterakan, jeng salianti eta, sakumanu engges-engges, nyasem kuring, ayena ngelingan sakali dei, singsahan, ulampah gitu, umumunang tempat di kerajaan Allah.
In verse 22 it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Ayat 22 ari buah pada mantonnya eta nyaahan gembira tentrem hate sabar karunyaan hade lampah satia dareh deh kuat mekek nafsu.
This portion of scripture contrasts the works of the flesh against the fruit of the Spirit of God.
Bagian dauhan ieu ngabandingkeun pada malan daging sareng buah roh.
The works of the flesh fall under four categories.
Pada malan daging dina kategori
uncontrolled passion,
manget anu teu kakontrol,
which is expressed in adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and
anu diekspresikeun dina rucah, dina ngalajur nafsu.
Number two, superstitions.
Nomor kadua, nyasapkeun.
Which is expressed in idolatry and witchcraft.
Ekspresikeun dina muja berhala, ngilmu sihir.
Number three, social disorders.
Nomor tilu, kekacauan sosial.
Which is expressed in hatred, contentions, and jealousies.
Diekspresikeun dina memusuhan, pasia, sirik pidik.
Number four, sins of excess.
Nomor kaopat, dosa margi seueur teuing. Diekspresikeun dina,
which is expressed in drunkenness and revelings.
Resep mabok, sukan-sukan, bala kecerakan.
The works of the flesh are the works of fallen human nature.
Pada malan dagingnya eta, pada malan tina 36 manusia.
It is contrasted against the fruit of the Spirit of God.
Anu patukang tonggong sareng buah roh.
The reason why I bring your attention to this is so that it is clear in our minds that the works of the flesh are not the works of the devil.
Nyata supados jelas kanggo urang yen pada malan daging sanes pada malan setan.
Hatred, jealousy, witchcraft, idolatry, all of these things, but they are not the works of the devil.
Irik pidik, panasan, ngilmu sihir, nyembah berhala, saraina sanes pada amalan setan.
They are the works of fallen human nature.
Teteh kecenderungan manusia anu ngalaman rak-rak.
The devil does use them.
Setan nganggo aranjeuna.
But he must have our cooperation.
Aing kedah aya kerja sareng urang.
He motivates all of these things.
Motivasi sadayana.
Through fear.
Kalanggungan kasieun.
Well, if these are the work of the flesh and not the work of the devil.
Pada melan daging sanes pada melan setan.
Then we must consider what the work of the devil is.
Kami urang peryogi kanggo terang pada melan setan.
In the book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 8.
Di Yohanes 3 ayat 8.
The distinction is made very clearly.
Perbedaanana jelas pisan.
In the book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 8.
Dina hiji Yohanes pasal 3 ayat 8.
It says the following. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
Anu tonggoy mi lampah dosa eta mah anak kanang iblis, sabab iblis mah di awitna keneng ugi geus milampah dosa. Putra Allah anu matak mi jalma teh nyaeta geus ngagagalkeun pakebalan-pakebalan iblis.
So the devil does have works.
Aya pada melan setan.
But his works are not to be confused with the works of the flesh.
Nanging ulah disamikeun sareng pada melan daging.
It's important that we understand what the works of the devil is.
Penting kanggo urang ngartos pada melan setan.
In the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, let's turn to it.
Dina Injil Yohanes pasal 8.
Gospel of John chapter 8.
Injil Yohanes pasal 8.
And I'm reading from verse 44.
Ngawitan ayat 44.
Jesus says, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies."
Iblis bapa aranjeun mah anu dipigawe ku aranjeun oge estu kahayang eta bapa aranjeun teh. Ti bahalana oge memang iblis tukang maihan, sadukana bener, da musuh kanu bener teh, jeung memang perbawa watekna tukang bohong, guru wadul, raja tukang merdaya.
Notice what it says. He is a liar and the father of lies.
Perhatuskeun naon anu dicarioskeun.
A lie is simply anything intending to create a false impression.
Manehna tukang bohong, bapaana pembohong.
I'll say it to you again. A lie is anything intended to create a false impression.
Bohong teh artina nyiptakeun inspirasi anu salah.
So the works of the devil is summed up in one word.
Janten pada melan setan tiasa disimpulkeun.
It is the word deception.
Eta kecap bohong.
And through deception and lies, he creates fear.
Ngalanggan ngabohong, manehna nyiptakeun kasieun.
That's why when knowledge comes,
kasapna ilmu panemu dongkap,
you become authoritative in action.
Urang janten aya otoritas dina tindakan urang.
Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees,
Yesus nyarios ka urang Saduki sareng urang Farisi,
that you withhold the key of knowledge.
Yen anjeunan nahan kunci ka ilmu panemu.
He called knowledge a key.
Antaranya nganyatakeun ilmu panemu janten kunci.
And that knowledge that he spoke of,
ilmu panemu ieu,
is the knowledge of God.
Nyaeta terang ka Allah.
Let me very quickly give you some scripture.
Tinggal abdi baris masian ayatna.
About the works of the devil.
Ngenaan pada malan setan.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4.
2 Korintus pasal 4 dicarioskeun.
He is called the blinder of men's minds.
Anu ngalolongkeun emutan manusia.
I'm going to run through these verses very quickly. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10.
Secara cepat, 2 Tesalonika 2, ayat 8 hingga 10.
At 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10.
Tesalonika 2, ayat 8 hingga 10.
He is called the deceiver of the masses.
Anu nyasapkeun jalmi seueur.
In Revelation chapter 20, verse 3.
Wahyu 20, ayat 3.
He is called the deceiver of the nations.
Nyasapkeun bangsa-bangsa.
And remember the word nations is the word ethnos, ethnicity.
Emut, kecap bangsa teh etni.
So he is a blinder of men's minds in general.
Enten secara umum manehna teh anu ngalolongkeun imutan jalmi.
In the individual.
Anggo pribadi.
And masses of individuals.
Tanda api umum.
And he is a deceiver of men's minds in the context of their ethnicity.
Manehna ngalolongkeun imutan jalmi dina konteks etni.
In the story about Ananias and Sapphira.
Darius Ananias sareng Sapphira.
We find his ability through fear.
Orang mendakan kemampuan ngalangkungan kasian.
To influence them to lie.
Kanggo mangaruhan bohong.
So the works of the devil.
Dan pada malan setan.
Is again summed up in one word.
Disimpul ke dina saketap.
And that is the word deception.
Eta nyasapkeun.
In the absence of communication.
Dina kosongan komunikasi.
There's the absence of understanding.
Kekosongan pengertian.
And the absence of understanding.
Sareng kavakuman pengertian.
There's the presence of fear.
Dongkap kasieun.
And there is the power of the devil.
Eta teh kakawasaan setan.
Go with me very quickly to Revelation chapter 12 as we close.
Salaku penutup Wahyu pasal 12 ayat 10.
In Revelation chapter 12 verse 10.
Wahyu 12 ayat 10.
We find a revelation of a woman and a dragon.
Urang mendakan pawahyuan ngeunaan istri sareng naga.
In the context of this portion of scripture,
konteks ayat dawuhan Gusti ieu,
the woman is symbolic of the nation of Israel.
Istri ngagambarkeun bangsa Israel.
The dragon representing Satan.
Sareng naga teh setan.
Now, let's go quickly to Satan.
Urang tinggal kana setan.
Verse 10.
Ayat 10.
It says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ.
Sawargana guru kusora anu keselamatan kagungan Allah, ayeuna geus gumelar. Allah geus mintonkeun kawasana, nawiskeun mantena raja, talungtik ayat ieu.
Now look very closely with me at the next portion of scripture.
Kristus geus mintonkeun nyangking pamarintahan.
It says, for the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down.
Tukang histori anu berang peting gawena ngelak-lakeun dulur-dulur urang ka Allah geus dipiten ti sawarga.
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Dulur-dulur urang geus unggal bisa ngelehkeun manehna berkah ketihna anak domba.
The blood of the Lamb is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ which brought us the knowledge of God.
Anak domba Allah nyaeta anu pangurbanan Yesus anu nyanda kurang dina pangenalan Allah.
It cleansed us so that we might receive the Spirit of God.
Nyucikeun urang supaya nampi Roh Gusti.
It is that Spirit that searches the mind of God.
Eta teh roh anu nalungtik emutan Allah.
And reveals to us that mind.
Sareng nyatakeun kana emutan eta.
Let me point very quickly to the word accuser.
Urang jelaskeun kecap ngadakwa.
Where it says for the accuser of our brothers.
Jelaskeun tukang ngadakwa.
The word accuser there is a very interesting word in the Greek.
Dina basa Yunanina, narik pisan.
It comes from the word kategorio.
Kecap kategorio.
That is the origin of the word that we use in English.
Anu akar kata bahasa Inggris?
Categorize.
Kategoris.
It means to classify.
Artinya misahkan.
To describe by labeling.
Pas sareng bagianana.
Or giving a name to.
Sanapi masihan nami.
It means to characterize.
Mengkarakteristikkan.
So as we see the deeper meaning.
Enten orang ningali arti anu langkung lebet.
Satan's method against the nations.
Metode setan ngalawan bangsa-bangsa.
To deceive.
Nyaita nipu.
Is to create labels.
Nyaita nyiptakan cap.
Of categorization.
Di kategori.
Upon ethnic groups.
Tiap kelompok grup.
By which the world would judge them.
Jika dunia ngahukuman aranjena.
Thereby creating division.
Pada nyiptakan perpecahan.
And hostility.
Permusuhan.
And he would feed into that hostility.
Ayana bakal asup karena permusuhan.
By magnifying the differences.
Sarang ngaageng-agengkan perbentenan.
Through ignorance.
Kalangkungan tetaat.
The word of God is very clear.
Tuhan Gusti jentre pisan.
That I would not that you be ignorant, brethren.
Kurang ulah tetaat.
But through the truth of God's word.
Kalangin kalangkungan Tuhan Gusti.
You would be set free.
Kurang dibebaskan.
And come into the understanding of God.
Sarang orang wanoh ke Allah.
And the perspective of God.
Kina sudut pemendak Gusti.
That comes out of the reconciliation with God.
Didongkati rekonsiliasi sareng Gusti.
And thereby experience reconciliation with humankind.
Ngalaman rekonsiliasi sareng umat manusia. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.